This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today from Monday, March 27, written by Fred Boltman. To all who believe. From John 1. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Today we return to the same Bible passage we used at the beginning of this month, with one additional verse. As we have seen, a major part of the story of Jesus is the shocking, sad history of how the Son of God was despised, rejected, and betrayed. But as today's verses also remind us, God's light shone in the darkness. And good news, the darkness has not overcome it. Instead, the reverse is true. The light overcomes the darkness. Amazingly, the Holy Spirit can use darkness to lead us to the light. This is the light that brings us back into God's presence as His loved children, the light of life that lasts forever. At the end of John's Gospel, after he tells the story of Jesus' life, suffering, death, and resurrection, John clarifies why he has told Jesus' story. That you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. That opportunity to receive Jesus, to believe in Him, is for everyone. Revelation 7 verse 9 describes a great multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Will you be part of that multitude on the day when Christ returns, or when He calls you home? Will you pray with me? Jesus, we receive You as our God. We believe in You as our Savior. We embrace Your Father as our Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.